Chicago trial attorney Karen Conti. As you heard, the Highland Park parade shooter is expected to enter a negotiated plea at a court hearing later. Karen, what's behind this this change in his plea?
Well, maybe he's seeing reality, that there's no way he's going to be found anything but guilty and spend the rest of his life in jail. I don't know. You know, maybe he just got tired of the whole process and decided to plead guilty. But I think the court is still going to allow some of the victims' families to speak and to, basically tell the court why he should spend time in prison. I think that's kind of a good process for some of these victims to be able to vent in an open forum. So we're probably going to see some of that today.
And you've got the Lake County State's Attorney on your Sunday afternoon show, right?
Yes, and he's going to probably explain a little bit more. He can't really talk now about it, but I assume he's going to be able to explain exactly why that plea was changed.
Sunday between 3 and 5 here on WGN. Let's talk about the man charged with felonies for throwing a drink on the Cook County State's Attorney, Kim Fox. Is this charge excessive in, or different in any way because she's the Cook County prosecutor?
Well, they charged this guy with aggravated battery, which is a pretty serious crime. Battery is just an offensive contact. So if you slap someone or you throw something on someone, that's battery. But it becomes aggravated when you have an aggravating factor, and that could be that you are masked or hooded, that you're a teacher, that you're a first responder, you're pregnant, you're a community volunteer. There's all these different ways you can become an aggravated battered person. Mm-hmm. But she, as a state's attorney, doesn't really qualify as that. But there is a provision that I'm looking at. It says that if you're battered on public property, that can be an aggravated battery. I don't know why that makes it worse. Hmm. But the problem is for this guy that he threw a big golf batter, he could do between 12 and 45 years in prison. Now, I think that's really an excessive charge, and it's probably going to be pled down, I would imagine.
These instances of what you might call road rage, although this is a little different than that, are they governed by specific sets of laws on the books?
No, there's really no specific law about road rage. You know, it follows the normal laws of battery and assault and threats and vehicular manslaughter and those types of things. But it looks like this particular altercation between Kim Fox and this guy were really a matter of road rage. I think he cut her off and he said something to her and she flipped him off. And here we are, and she gets a cup of soda in her face. And again, you know, not to make light of it, but this is not the kind of thing you mess around with people on the road. I mean, people have guns these days, and we are seeing just a rash of not only some of these where you get cut off, but like actually people take out their guns and shoot. So I would just tell everybody to just keep your tempers down when you're in the car.
Yeah, if you can. We have a lot of people around here who are dealing with insurance claims because of storm damage. What do people need to know about homeowners insurance and making claims?
Well, it's really complicated what is covered and what is not. So anything that has to do with your house, like if a roof, you know, is damaged or siding is damaged by wind or rain or sleet or lightning, a power surge might damage your electrical appliances, those things are all covered. But let's just say that you have a negligently maintained roof and it falls in because of the weather. Well, that won't be covered. A tree that falls on your house, that would probably cover the house damage, but probably would also cover the removal, but not the replacement of the tree. And interestingly, I just had a tree fall on my property, but it didn't hit anything. But the insurance doesn't cover the removal of that or the replacement. If it hits something, it covers the damage and the removal, but if it doesn't hit anything, you have to do it yourself. So there's all these different rules, and it's really good, like, once you have damage, to read your policy very quickly, you know, take good pictures of everything, get out all the receipts that you have, and act very quickly to mitigate whatever damage there is, because if you let it go, the insurance company is not going to cover that additional damage to your property.
Now's the time to read the fine print you never did read. This week, civil liberties groups filed a lawsuit to block Louisiana's new law that requires the Ten Commandments to be displayed in every public school classroom. Do you think this law is going to be upheld, Karen?
I really don't. I mean, it's been to the U.S. Supreme Court several times, and the Supreme Court has stricken it down. Basically, our First Amendment says that Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion. And when a school, a public government, a school is the government, when it's public, is, you know, putting a religious sign up there, that really, in my view, violates the First Amendment. And it's been tried before. It's been stricken down before. Several states, Texas, Oklahoma, Utah, they tried to put these signs up, but just because of the threat of lawsuits, they have never ever erected them. But what's interesting is because our Supreme Court now is so conservative, it may be that we have a different view of what's appropriate and what's not. But it seems to me putting any biblical type of thing on a wall is going to run afoul of our First Amendment.
And
it should, I think.
Right. Finally, one of the most closely watched Supreme Court decisions is likely to come down soon, they think. The case of Donald Trump and whether he has presidential immunity. Whatever the ruling here is, Karen, it probably is not going to affect the timetable on these cases going to trial before the election, right? None of them will, right?
Probably not. Let's say that the court comes down and says that there's no immunity. Well, the case in Washington, the case regarding the insurrection, if you call it that, you know, that's just, even if it comes down tomorrow, I don't see how a trial is going to be set. A trial is going to start and be concluded by the time that election happens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and same would be for the documents stored at Mar-a-Lago.
We're expecting that decision soon. In fact, some experts are saying that, you know, maybe today or tomorrow we're going to get that decision. And it's going to be very interesting how the court rules on this because, you know, Trump is saying that anything that a president does criminally during their presidency, they're immune from that. And I don't see how that can be the law, but the Supreme Court gave that some listening to, so we'll see.
Yep. Stand by for what the court says. Karen Conti, thank you. Have a good day.
You too.